On the path of being a suitable boy. I've been thinking a lot lately about the life expectations that are placed on us and that we place on ourselves, and how they shift and morph and change as we age. What do you do when the only path you've ever thought about never seems to materialize? For me, that now disappearing path is, or was, college, find the girl, get married, have kids, die. Maybe grad school, too. Now, not so much anymore. Don't get it twisted. This isn't despair over the prospect of a life lived solo. It's my surprise at having never truly, unself-deprecatingly, considered that my life could wind up being solitary and or how that life could best be lived. The consideration of multiple life paths, one of which might be solitary long-term, is worth exploring even if I found the one tomorrow. Over the years, most of my decisions have been colored a little bit by the assumed eventuality of finding a girl and all the other events which follow in a normal life. Although most of those decisions can and do stand on their own, there are a few things I've ever done outside of getting a dog that have been totally without at least a side eye towards being what Rohinthan Mystery called a suitable boy. Is that why I've never tried heroin or ayahuasca? Nah. Maybe? In the past year plus, I've met lots of individuals who fall outside of the normal life story paradigm. Certainly outside of the paradigm established by most South Asian emigres to this country. People who have truly followed their passion and made it their life's work, as Chuck Noll called it, regardless of whether it would lead to finding the girl or boy and establishing a family, or even a stable financial life at that. Of course, pop culture is filled with so many such examples, but the fact that they have pursued for their crafts or vocations the one thing I loved the most as a child, theater, makes it more real or tangible to me. It drives home the opportunity costs of the path I've chosen or tried to choose. It's considered by some of my long-term friends, to say nothing of Desi aunties and uncles, to be something of an anomaly, a curiosity, a glitch in the matrix that I'm still uncoupled. Because they are very much not. For my new friends, well, kinda not so much. They're just living. L-I-V-I-N. I wouldn't say that my newer friends are all opposed to the quote-unquote American dream, but achieving it hasn't necessarily been their focus, at least not the standard white picket fence American dream. And so the questions they ask do not revolve around weddings, marriages, families, kids, etc., but instead around what do they, or I, want. So for the first time in my life, I'm really starting to contemplate, where is my bliss? Could it actually be something that reduces my suitability? 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. In the past, I've considered leaning into the standard path. An introduced or semi-arranged marriage could probably be worked out in a year or less if I really wanted so. Have a nice girl found, so to speak, and then the path practically chooses itself. Maybe going back for an MBA, kids, probably two or three, another perhaps bigger house. In due course, I'd probably move back to the suburbs. It would be a nice white picket fence type of life. Nothing wrong with that. And it's a tried and true path that has worked for several millennia of human existence. However, something has always stopped me from going all the way down that road. Even though I've worked to build a solid, stable life, in the case of a Desi introduction setup, there is part of me that's still uncomfortable with the idea of my demographics and bank account being even an initial part of my perceived value. It's a double standard, I know. I'd probably be just as terminally single and geeky and unforgivably awkward and silent around ladies if I had done naught but pursue a path of my design, regardless of whether it fit the standard or Desi American model. But perhaps I would have been happier? It's a bit of a chicken and egg question, although we know the egg came first. You can't really know who you would have been in a totally different life, because you can't divorce your perspective from the experiences and biases of the person you are now. In other words, ceteris paribus is stupid. Needless to say, I'm not going to suddenly run off and join the circus. We are who we are. But in coming to terms with planning for and accepting a new outlook or path in life that would primarily or solely serve myself, I'm starting to get rather tired of the thought of the old standard model. I don't know what the new road looks like. I don't even know if I'd like it. After all, I already have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And either way, to what ends, for whom, if not myself, I don't know. I guess I'm just getting tired of constantly trying to be a suitable boy. Or maybe I never was. Thanks for listening, and be well.